I want to talk about something that I think you may have never heard of before. It's in Scripture. You may have, but I hadn't until this last week. And it was like, does it really say that in there? And how often have you gone to Scriptures and you read along and all of a sudden you read something and you go, was that there before? And, you know, and you've read it time and time again, right? So what I want to do is today I want to talk about Esau and Jacob. Mostly Esau. But you're going to hear a lot about Jacob because it's about Esau, if that makes any sense, okay? Esau kind of gets a bum rap because we know he sold his birthright, right? And so he's a hunter. Scripture says that his dad likes raw game, the hunting stuff. So he likes Esau the best because Esau goes out, hunts, and brings in that wild game, food stuff. How many of you have ever had game? Do you like it? Huh? No, I don't either. It's like, you do. My parents did. It's like, it has a gamey taste to it. They're like, okay. But anyway, Isaac liked Esau. Rebecca, she liked Jacob because he was a mama's boy. He hung around the house. He did the cooking, stuff like that. So they had him. They were twins. Esau was born first, and it says that Jacob had a hold of his heel. Jacob's name means what? Trickster, supplanter, deceiver. Okay, that's what Jacob means. So we read in Genesis 27, 1 through 3, that Isaac is getting old. Okay, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son, here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man, and I don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out into the open country and hunt some wild game for me." So Isaac's getting old, and he says, go out and hunt some wild game for me, okay? And so he says, and that way, come back, fix me some food that I like, the way I like it, and then I'll eat it, and I will give you my blessing before I die. Now, back in those times, the father's blessing was a big deal. The firstborn, that was his birthright. Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Birthright meant that he got half of whatever the father had. So I'm the firstborn of the second batch of my father's, you know. My brother Lamar, 10 years older than me, he's the firstborn male. He would get half of everything my dad had. The rest would be divided among Dwayne, me, and Jay. The girls, they were kind of left out. But the birthright was that, getting that first half of everything the father owned. Then there was the father's blessing. And when the father was going to die, if he knew it, what he would do is call the person in. He would lay hands on them, pray over them, give them a blessing for their life. And they follow this very strongly. So that's what Esau is doing here. He says, go out, find me some game I love. Fix me some food for my last meal. And I'm going to give you the father's blessing before I die. Jacob's mother, though, or his mother also, she's eavesdropping. Oh, what's dad telling Esau? He hears what he says, and so when Esau gets his stuff and he heads out to hunt, she calls in Jacob. She says, "Jacob, I overheard your dad talking. He's going to give Esau his blessing. So here's what I want you to do. Go out to the pen, get me a couple of young goats, bring them in, slaughter them, bring them in the food. I'm going to fix some the food that, you know, Isaac likes, and that way you can give it to him, and he'll give you his blessing before he dies, before he gives it to Esau." And Jacob goes, "There's a problem, Mom. I got smooth skin. Esau's hairy." She goes, "You know, it'll look like I'm trying to deceive Dad, and I'll get a curse." And she says, "Let the curse fall on me. Just do as I tell you." So he goes out, and he gets the goat, and he brings the meat in. And how many of you have ever eaten goat? It tastes pretty good. It's actually really good. I had some up in Canada. And so he brings the meat in. She prepares it. And Jacob goes, this isn't going to work. I'm smooth skin. He's hairy. So she takes the goat skin. She puts it on the back of his hands and his arms, on the back of his neck. Now, you know, Isaac is pretty blind. And so he goes in and he says, here I am. And he goes, well, who are you? And he goes, well, I'm Esau, your firstborn. And he goes, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. So then Isaac said to Jacob, come near so that I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not. You don't sound right. Come here, let me touch you. He knows Esau's hairy. Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau. So he blessed him. Question, just how hairy was Esau? If you're hairy as a goat, you're hairy. You know, you'd be hot in the summertime. He touches him and he says, okay, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hair, that's Esau's, you know, it's my son. But he's still got a little question mark there. Genesis 27, 26 and 7. Then his father Isaac said to him, come here, my son, and kiss me. Now, Jacob's mom had also taken some of Esau's clothes and put on him. So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. He smells like the outdoors, just like he should. He says, come, my father, sit up, eat the food so you can bless me. He sets him up, and like I said, you know, it's a big deal because he's getting the father's blessing. And so in verses 28 and 29, it says, may God give you of heaven's dew and of the earth's riches and abundance of grain and new wine. Going to need to get a lot of stuff. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. He gives him a nice blessing. I'd like that. And just as he's finishing, just finished the blessing, Jacob's going out the other door. Esau comes in from the field with the game. He fixes the food, and he goes in, and he says, here I am, Father. And he goes, who are you? Well, let me read it. Then Isaac's father asked him, who are you? I'm your son, he answers, your firstborn, Esau. Isaac trembled. He was shook up about this. He answered, who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came in, and I blessed him. And indeed, he will be blessed. Once you give a blessing, you can't take it back. Whoever got it gets it. He trembled. It was so bad to him. And he says, isn't it right that we called him Jacob? Because he's a trickster. He's a swindler, you know. So here he is. He's done all this stuff to him. Now, what I want to do is I want to make this a little bit more personal. I have here a box of tricks. Things that irritate you. Maybe what happened is somebody came along and they cheated you out of a singing position. Somebody got it and you sing better than they do. That could happen. You went down to get your favorite dress that you saw at the store, and before you got there, somebody else came and got it. You had to fight hard to get a relationship with Rachel. People were trying to steal her away. Somebody tried to feed you gluten. Maybe you had a brother that cheated you out of something when you were younger. You worked hard for it, but he got the credit. It took you a long time to get the child you wanted, right? You have talents in the house for building and scraping and stuff, but people don't always recognize it. Somebody took the job that you wanted, and you hoped for and you worked for, the promotion. They got it instead of you. And it bugs you. I'm running out of things to say about things. Let's see. They don't recognize the talents that you have. You have a great personality, but people accuse you of being grumpy. I'm making this up, okay? Give me a clue. Have somebody cheated you out of something? He has no idea. They say he has a bad memory. He can't quit smoking. People keep bugging him about it. You worked hard in a new job, a position. Told you were going to get an advance, but it didn't happen. Clue.
Misunderstood.
That's a good one. I like that. Okay? So now, every one of us has something in our life, that do that to us. So they overhear. They hear what's going on. Again, we can relate to this because that's part of what we are. There's things that have happened in our lives that just shouldn't happen. You know, Jacob's mom is listening still, and she overhears what Jacob says, and Esau has a grudge, and he gets mad, okay? Esau says to his father, "Do you only have one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father." Then Esau wept aloud. His father Isaac answered him, "Your dwelling will be," so he's going to give him a blessing, "Your dwelling will be away from the earth's riches." Your dwelling will be away from the earth's riches. Away from the dew of heaven above. You will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. But you've already done it. Where are they? Where's your yoke? Okay? Now what this is a yoke you've got on you. Okay? But when you grow restless, in other words, when you make up your mind, when you finally decide that it's not worth it, it's not worth all the pain, it's not worth all the hassle, it's not worth all the grief that you're feeling because of this, all the anger, you will throw off your yoke. Are you going to do it? Throw it off. Okay, throw off your yoke. You will throw his yoke from off your neck. So he's telling Esau, you're angry, you're mad, you're upset, and rightly so. And so he's got this grudge, and he's so mad that he says, I'm going to kill him. When Isaac dies, you're dead meat. But the blessing says, the day will come when you make up your mind, you will throw it off. So take your yoke and throw it off because it's not supposed to be on you. How do we throw it off? Now, they didn't have Jesus back then, but they have the Word. They have the Word of God and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. If we've got a burden on us, we can turn to the Lord. Esau didn't have that. But he says, I'm going to kill Jacob for what he's done. Again, good old mom's eavesdropping, and she says, you better hit the road because he's planning to kill you. Now, if you remember, Jacob's fleeing. He's heading off to live with Laban, his uncle. And on the way, he has a dream about Jacob's ladder. He sees this ladder with angels going up and down. He gets blessed again. He goes and lives with Laban. He works 7 years to get Rachel. He gets 7 years, and he gets Leah. Well, he actually gets Leah first, then gets 7 years, okay? And then he works another 6 years, and the Lord finally says, go home. So he heads for home. He sent word to Esau that he's coming, and he's worried. And so he starts dividing these things up. He's laying out the plunder, sending herds of flocks ahead to try and appease Esau. Because he thinks Esau still is going to try and kill him and what he's doing. So he sends everybody ahead and he spends the night alone. And that night he lays down and he ends up wrestling with a man. And the man can't beat him. And so he says, bless me. Jacob says, I'm not letting you go till you bless me. He's a little blessing hog, isn't he? Is that wrong? No. You can't have it if you don't ask for it. And God wants to bless us. And so he says, bless him. And so he blesses him. And he goes on his way. And he sends messengers. Jacob sends messengers out to Esau. And in 32, 6 and 7, it says, when the messengers returned to Jacob, they said, we went to your brother Esau, and now he is coming to meet you. And 400 men are with him. 400 men are with him. In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and the herds and the camels as well. He thought, if Esau comes and attacks one group, the group that is left may escape. Who's blessed? Jacob. But he's still afraid. He's still afraid. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two handmaid servants. He put the handmaids and their children in front. Okay, priority. Who did he love best? Rachel. Who was next? Leah. Who was last? Hand servants. So he takes those and put them out front as the first offering. Leah and her children next, and Rebekah and Joseph in the rear. He himself went down ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Now, does that sound like the behavior of somebody who's going to kill you? Esau said he was going to kill him. When dad dies, you're dead meat. But Esau's coming running and puts his arms around him and hugs him. Now, you remember when Esau had the prayer and he wrestled with the man? Esau probably had an encounter with his own wrestle at some point in his life. We have those things. We struggle with them. Do we cast them off? Do we really get rid of them? Do we walk in the blessing that we have? And just because you're not the one that gets the blessing doesn't mean you're cursed. Just because you don't get the blessing doesn't mean you're cursed. You just didn't get that blessing. But maybe that blessing wasn't meant for you. In verse 4, it says, where it says, Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. You can tell that your yoke is gone when you can embrace the person who did the offense to you. That brother who treated you wrong. The one who got the job you wanted. The one who, you all had, distrusted you, all that stuff. And so Esau had this time where he had his own time when he had to decide to throw off the yoke he had. He had to throw off his own. Have you ever put a yoke on yourself? I have. I presumed that something was wrong, that someone was mad. I presumed wrong. And you know what? I avoided that person because I didn't want to deal with it. But you know what happens? If you don't deal with it, it'll deal with you. And it will cause you problems. And you may not recognize that how blessed you are. Jacob didn't recognize how blessed he was. He walked in fear. Your bulletin today talks about the peace of Christ being with you. We have that peace. Do we walk in it? Or do we hold on to the fear? Can I borrow you for a minute? Stand up. Okay. Sometimes we walk like this, and this is our fear, and we hold this fear in front of us as a shield to protect us from what we're afraid of. But when we get rid of that fear, we have the Holy Spirit with us to go in that way. But Jacob, Esau, was over it. Esau said, what do you mean by all these droves I met? And Jacob says, to find favor in your eyes, my Lord, he said. But Esau answered, I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself. Here, let me give you these things so that you won't be mad at me. And what does he say? Keep them. I don't need your stuff. Keep it. I don't need that stuff. Okay? But Esau, he insisted. And finally, Esau gave in and took part of it. And then Esau said, let us be on our way. I'll accompany you. What's he saying? I want to have a relationship with you. All those things that we mentioned that caused the rifts and the yoke on your shoulder, those are things that tear down relationships if you don't deal with them. You can walk around with those for years, and probably some of us have. And we walk around with that, and we wonder, why are we miserable? And those things, those trials are going to come at the weirdest times. For 10 years, I was trying to find my mate, my soulmate. Nothing. Then I'm down here one night, and they're having a meeting, and I'm going to lock up the doors, because Jim Morgan at Mogden is the pastor then. I'm going to lock the doors. They're going to the other place, so I tell them to order me a salad. I'm waiting. And there's this guy back there, and he's talking to the organizer, and he's talking. He's talking, and he's talking, and I think, well, maybe if I go back there and start closing the doors, they'll get, and they're talking. I get back there, and pretty soon, we're talking, and the guy who organized the meeting had to go, so he left, and so we're talking. Guess who I was talking to? Scott. Mm-hmm. Scott talks to people for hours. He's just 3 hours. 3 hours. We talked till 3 a.m. Dennis Allen was living downstairs. He came up. He fell asleep on the floor up here. We came up. We prayed together here. And that's how we met. We started going out. And guess what happened as soon as we started going out? 5 guys that I knew wanted a date. I ran into him at the store. Hey, what about if we go out and do something? I'd only been out with Scott once. But it was like, no, I'm seeing somebody. 5! Yeah. So, anyway, Esau says, I'll accompany you. That's really nice. He's let go of everything. Jacob says, no. Children are young, little calves, they're too weak. If I go too fast, they'll die. So you go on ahead. Esau says, then let me leave some of the men with you. And Jacob says, but why do that? Jacob answers, just let me find favor in the eyes of my Lord. Why do that? He's been gone 20 years, and he's not over his fear. He's still living there. Like I said, if you don't deal with it, it's going to deal with you and what you're doing. Oh, I got the scripture on the back here, and it says, Esau said, then why do that? Let me leave some of my men with you. But why do that? Jacob answered. Just let me find favor in the eyes of my Lord. So that day, Esau started on his way back to Seir. Jacob, however, went to Succoth, where he built a place for himself and made shelters for his livestock. That is why the place is called Succoth. Esau went on ahead. Jacob, who was still called Jacob, the trickster, the supplanter, says, no, go ahead. I'll catch up. So Esau takes off and Jacob takes off. He goes over here. 20 years down the road, Jacob is still walking in fear. How many people do we know that do that? That we do that? Some of you I haven't told, but there used to be a guy that lived downstairs with Vince. And one night I came over and Vince was in a panic. He says, he's taken off. He's really upset. I don't know what he's going to do. So we went looking, trying to find him. I found him down the block down here. And, started talking to him, and he was angry. He was yelling about this person. And I said, what did they do? And he told me, and he was just furious. He was yelling, and he was right here. Have you ever had anybody do that right there? and they're yelling at you and the spit's hitting your face. Yeah. And so I let him yell at. And then finally I said, when did this happen? 15 years ago. And he's holding on to it so tight. Like it happened. Yeah, I mean, I thought it happened hours before, as mad as he was. Like, you know, did this just happen a couple of hours ago? No, 15 years later. And it's like, why do you want to hold on to it? Why do you want to hold on to it? Why did Jacob hold on to his fear? Because he created it. He's the one that did the lying. He's the one that did the cheating. He's the one that did this. Sometimes we create our own reason, you know. But when somebody else does it to us, we need to let it go. Well, in both cases, we have to deal with it. He should have, I mean, he didn't, he for 15 years, he hadn't dealt with this. And it's like, whoa, we need to get you some help. But some people refuse to be helped. Some people, the blessing is the curse. Because they get that blessing and they can't see past it. So if we've got things in our lives that we feel like we've been hurt and that somebody's cheated us. Because the thing was, it is, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. He sold it. But the second time, Esau looked at it and says, I'm doing everything the Father wants me to do. I'm in the will of the Father. I got cheated. The interesting thing is, you read the scripture, we see nowhere where Jacob ever got the birthright, the inheritance. He and Esau were both wealthy. But if we don't deal with the things in our lives, those yokes, they'll deal with us and they'll make us miserable. And it's something we need to let go of. So if you find another yoke on your shoulder, throw it away. Cast it off. Don't just look, don't rationalize, because sometimes we do that and we'll go, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But then we get another one. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. I may not know it's there. You do. You do. Yeah. I went over to visit my friend Denise one time, and she had a cat. And she says, watch this. And she took a little piece of tape, smaller than that, and she walked up, and she put it right on its forehead. That cat went ballistic. Wow! Running all over the place. She finally had to catch it and pull the piece of tape off. She goes, if you don't pull the tape off, it'll keep going. And she learned that because the cat was messing with some Christmas wrapping. And one of the things got stuck on her forehead. Oh, sorry. I know it's there. I can see it. Okay. But other people can't necessarily see our yokes. But scripture right there, what did it say? When Jacob decides, and sometimes the only thing we need to change is our decision. Because we decide. We decide. Would you pray with me? Loving God, thank you. Thank you for your presence in our lives. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We read about Jacob and Esau, and they didn't have your Holy Spirit to guide them and direct them like we do. We are so blessed, Lord. But too often, we don't take the advantage of the blessings that you have for us. I know I don't. And sometimes, Lord, I forget how blessed I am. And that blessing becomes a curse because I can't see past it. And Lord, help us to do that. And help us, Lord, to not only get your blessings, but to be a blessing. Be a blessing to those around us. Even people, Lord, that we don't like, has set it aside and just walk in love and peace and joy. So thank you for all that you do for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to add a footnote here. Go ahead, you can move up. But I forgot. Just because something happens doesn't mean you have to be rude. I told the story about one time about one of the guys I lived with back in Washington, D.C. who tried to kill me. We worked it out. I love him dearly. I don't know where he is. I wish I did. Because I love him. And if you're in a relationship that went bad, You don't have to hate each other. We just have to realize that we're people. And just because we did something wrong, or they did something wrong to us, we don't have to hate them. Like Esau, we can set it aside. We can cast it off. And it takes effort. It takes effort. But we can do it through Jesus Christ.